T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Joe to Cameron, John Rich, it is 94 WIP. Spike Eskin's been hanging out with us as well. Again, our phone line system not working, but we're making the show as interactive as possible as we can on Twitter and text line and Facebook and all those good ways on social media. You can also, of course, get involved with the Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. Watch and wager on all pro and college sports at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook, the region's number one sportsbook, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, should the Houston Astros 2017 championship, should it be taken away? You can vote for that on Twitter, A, yes, B, no, and we'll see where the voting results go on that. And we'll actually update that coming up in short order. Again, we have a rolling AMA going today, so ask us some fun, creative questions on Twitter, Facebook, or the text line, and James will select the best of the best as we move through the show. All right, so we need an answer, John, from you, Spike, and James, on favorite non-Philadelphia players. Then we'll get to a Bryce Harper story. A list that he's on that, you know, people might disagree, shouldn't even be on the list. But favorite non-Philadelphia athlete, Phillies, baseball, basketball, football, hockey. John, what do you got?
My player actually retired in 1987 when I was in seventh grade.
You watched him play. What a novel concept.
Not 1930-something?
No.
Okay.
Babe Ruth retired in 1935, okay. Joe.
Yeah.
And
with the Boston Braves.
But he's still your favorite player.
Yeah.
No, mine, I've talked about him. Walter Payton was the player that I wanted to be, and I actually got to try to be for a good portion of my life because, you know, the coach gave me the ball way back when. I pretended to be him every day outside with the other kids.
All right, so Payton, who are the other three?
Baseball, going back.
Do you like Jim Palmer in his underwear?
No. AJ.
What's up with you and Jim Palmer's underwear? You got a thing going on.
Ty Cobb was actually John Ritchie's favorite. Love Ty Cobb. Just, you see how many hits that guy got? Honus Wagner.
I was insane. A Honus Wagner fan.
Of course. Yeah.
I'm a big defender of A.J. Hinch still.
Okay.
With the Astros.
He's your guy.
His roommate.
He is. He's my guy.
His roommate is my college. Guy. So A.J. Hinch, who's suspended from baseball for a whole year.
Listen, the whole thing.
So A.J. Hinch.
Everything surrounding A.J., it's a shame.
Well, it makes sense if you know him personally. You guys got along.
Yeah.
You guys were roommates.
A good person.
All right, favorite Hooper. Come on, it has
everyone.
To be Jordan. It has to be Jordan.
Jordan was my favorite.
It has to be Jordan.
Of course.
All right, in hockey?
Michael Jordan. The Jordans, because I played basketball, unlike you, Joe, I continued past middle school.
Yeah, all right.
And I would save up every year. I would save up my birthday and Christmas money to be able to get my Jordans.
And you were like
in
millions.
Time for basketball.
I never had Jordan. Never had any of that. None of that. Never got involved in that. And hockey? Gretzky, right?
Donald. I was a big Brashear guy.
I remember that actually.
Back in the day,
you're saying that. Yeah.
All right. Is it too obvious to go Wayne Gretzky? Yeah. I mean, he made everyone love hockey.
Well, you go Brashear. You go Marty McSorley.
We're doing non-Philly guy, though.
Oh, yeah, Brashear was a Flyer. You're right.
Go with Brashear.
I go with the I don't know, Marty McSorley. He'd run around, beat people up.
I like that, too.
All right. Spike, favorite across the four legs?
Basketball, my favorite, and he's my favorite athlete ever, was John Starks. I love John Starks.
I liked him a lot.
He I like guys who keep shooting even if they're missing. I think I've historically said that. And I just loved his energy. It was focused the wrong way a lot of times, but a lot of times it wasn't. And I thought he was the driving force of that Knicks team. My favorite baseball player ever is Greg Jeffries.
Wow. Well, he was a Philly, so you don't care.
Yeah. He doesn't. But he was before he was
Philly. You liked him as a Met first.
Listen, the question was non-Philadelphia, so he's out. Got to give me someone else.
Yeah.
Can't tell me you liked him beforehand. I mean, that don't work.
Dwight Gooden.
All right. Yeah, that's a good one.
Yeah.
Doc.
At his peak, he was the best pitcher I ever saw, I think. Dwight Gooden.
I think I'd go Pedro 1, but Gooden might be 2 or 3.
And then football, my favorite player was Falcons' Deion Sanders.
Yeah, he was something.
I love Falcons. He looked like nobody else on the field.
That's true.
The same way that Barry Sanders was for running backs, Deion Sanders was for cornerbacks. That was my favorite.
And what a draft. Those guys, Troy Aikman, Derek Thomas. You got Tony Mandrick's two.
Yeah.
Barry Sanders, three. You have Derek Thomas and Deion.
It's quite a draft.
Four out of five Hall of Famers in the top five. And, like, pretty high-level Hall of Famers.
That was the Mandrick draft?
Yeah.
Wow.
Can you believe that? Mandrick was taken right in front of Barry Sanders, Derek Thomas, and Deion
and
Sanders.
It was Mandrick that had the cover of Sports Illustrated,
yes,
not the other guy.
The Incredible Hulk. All right, so what, we need hockey, and what's the other – what are we missing here?
Pavel Bure was my favorite player.
I loved Pavel Bure.
He was awesome.
I was a big Pavel Bure fan back in the day.
Yeah, he was awesome.
Yep. His sister-in-law, friend of the show.
Well, she was on the show once.
Yeah. Friend of the show.
Friend of the show.
Yeah, well,
Candace Cameron,
she's
Bure.
A friend.
Yeah, friend of the show.
Still talks about it.
Yeah, yeah.
That was a thrill.
All right. And do we get all the sports?
Soccer?
I didn't know if we.
Joe's a big Pele fan.
Yeah.
Well, I'm a big Pele fan.
Maradona, man.
Yeah. All right, let's get some more in here on social media. James, what are people asking? What are they commenting on throughout the course of the show? And then I got Bryce Harper thing we got.
Good comment from Matt in Wilmington. Joe, how am I supposed to believe any of your campaign promises for your presidential run if you can't even come through on a simple bet?
Well, two.
That's a good point.
No, two things. So first off,
it's about character, man. It's about more than the bet.
Integrity.
Well, hold on
is
a second. So two things. First off, again, I rightfully believe I didn't lose the bet because the nature of the structure of it was changed after the bet was made. Second thing is I'm not advising people to believe my campaign slogans. I mean, I'll freely admit right now.
Why are we supporting this and humoring him
Obviously, I'm going to make a
world that you're living.
John, I admit it right now. In the year 2020, I will make tons of campaign promises somewhere in the 2040s when I run for president that I won't come through on. I admit that.
Cut that audio.
Well, no, people will fall for it, and then there you go. I mean, do I really care once I'm in office? Not really.
And you actually believe you're going to be president with this
It's certainly not that I really believe I'll be president. In all seriousness, it's that I do strongly think about whether I will choose to run. And I do think about that a lot, so we'll see. All right, James, next question.
All right, Bill Power on Twitter had an interesting point. He thinks an asterisk.
I can give you a recommendation as to whether or not getting into politics is a good idea.
Oh, yeah. He wound up here.
Yeah, well, you ran for state office. Like, who does that?
You
want it to be
out of run
you
for
should
president.
Just go right to the top.
Power ain't in Harrisburg. Power's in Washington, just to be clear. No, I mean, let's.
Oh,
let's,
I know. I know you're very well versed.
I know.
You are the worst in so many ways.
Why? What did I do?
Thank you.
He actually ran. He actually
and he lost.
Oh my God.
Ran for an office I wouldn't run for, and he lost.
He had the guts to run.
Okay, and he lost. I mean,
I will make this prediction that John Ritchie got more votes running for state senate than you will ever get votes for anything.
Okay, we'll find out. We'll find out. I mean, I do feel bad when I kind of make fun of John.
I guarantee that.
Listen, he tried. I mean, it's cool. He gave it to college go, and he failed, but we'll see what happens.
I just imagine the picture of the Oval Office of the president eating his breakfast of saltines and peanut butter and Coke.
With just no idea what's going on in the world or around him, even.
By the way, guess what James Seltzer's telling me? He's telling me he thinks the phone lines might be working.
Oh, wow.
How about that? So let me give out the phone line. You can react to anything and everything that has been discussed.
Can I go back to work now?
Well, can I just say it, Ben? But first of all, let me give the phone line. 888-729-9494. On a whole host of topics, including should the Astros 2017 championship be taken away? Am I wrong for having Babe Ruth as my favorite player of all time? And all sorts of other stuff. I'd also like to say this.
So we'll see. This is to get nitty gritty. A call came in on a home phone, and we think cell phones might not be working.
Yeah.
So if you can call from a landline, potentially that is working.
Okay.
So
that's interesting.
We'll see. We'll see if we get some more calls.
We're talking to the one guy with a landline right now. He's in Lansdale.
That's unbelievable. So I do want to address this while you're here. Because you brought up the idea of you being here and how much longer would you be here. John, it does not exactly reflect well upon Spike that when the, you know, his job here is, you know, they call him the program director of the station. Like, the phone lines went down.
Remember, this is the man who's deciding your fate.
I'll be nice on Thursday. This isn't Thursday. This is Tuesday. I'm just saying, like, the phone lines go down. Spike's got this, like, big job, right? Big office guy, Spike Eskin.
What are you doing?
Program
right
director.
Now?
Phone lines go down, and he's miraculously, he's miraculously able to just drop everything for an hour and a half.
All right.
So it really calls into question.
He
helped
us out.
No, I'm just
saying.
Wow. What exactly?
Can we say that John Rich and I have nothing to do with
Please.
This?
Please. I mean, I'm hiding
Joe
under
alone.
My desk
I'm
right now.
Say,
I'm so embarrassed right now.
I'm just saying, what exactly was planned for the last hour and a half here?
Howard Stern did hours and hours and hours of radio show without phone calls.
Yeah.
Rush Limbaugh, in his career, has done hours and hours and hours.
Sure.
That's true.
The phones go down here, and if we're going to pull the curtain back.
Make sure Spike's in here.
Yeah.
Get him in here.
Get him in here.
The camera, tail firmly between legs, comes all the way to the back of the radio station. When I'm in a meeting. He goes, hey, phones are down. And I'm like, yeah, I heard. He's like, you might want to come on over. And then I come over for the segment, and as every segment begins, as I'm sitting by my desk, I hear from Joe and Spike Eskin in with us, and I'm looking, and I'm like, no, I'm not. So I don't.
Yeah.
This is not on me. This
How
is on
about
you.
That?
Well, a couple things. First off, Spike, you don't sit next to John Ritchie for 4 hours every day.
That's a fair point.
All right, so that was, let's just say, on my mind.
Mm-hmm.
And I do appreciate your presence, but I'm just saying. I mean, you're kind of deflecting here. A little bit.
No, I don't have time to do this.
Apparently you do. Apparently you do. By the way, so we do have a phone call. Again, let's encourage everyone in all seriousness. We think, at least as what we're being told, that you can call from a landline, but not from a cell phone.
Well,
so if you could, from a landline at 888-729-9494. Now, you can also try this cell phone. We're not sure it'll work.
I don't get it.
But
yeah,
I'll tell you what, let's take a phone call right now, and let's find out if it came in from a landline or a cell phone. And let's kick it off with Tom in Abington. Yo, Tom.
Yo, fellas. How we doing today?
Great.
Tommy, big question.
You sound good.
Cell phone or landline?
Thank you.
I use my old rotary phone here at home. Tomorrow I'm going to send you guys a carrier pigeon.
All right. Well done. Well done.
Thank you, Spike.
And we thank Spike Eskin as he exits side left.
Yeah, after you take shots at him on the way out.
I'm just saying. I mean, Tom, you got to admit, it makes you question what the program director actually does.
Joe,
anyway.
You went and got him.
Joe, he
was helping
you
us.
You are digging such a hole
I
for
know.
Yourself.
I'll be nice
Why'd
on Thursday.
Why'd you do that?
This wasn't Judge Eskin today. This
that was,
just, was
crazy.
This was Spike Eskin. This was Spike Eskin.
It's fantastic. Let me ask you a question, Joe. Let's make you Joe Manford here, okay?
Yep.
So, A, do you agree with him giving immunity to the players?
First off, I would never have the last name Manford. I mean, Man and Fred.
Okay, well, that's
fair. An odd last name. Manfred. Okay. What's the question?
Would you have given
you
the players
you don't pick
immunity?
Your last name.
I would not have given the players immunity.
Okay, so how would you have punished them?
Well, then they wouldn't have
look, you gotta,
told you that they cheated.
Yeah, you got to do your investigation without immunity, which makes it harder. I mean, listen, Tom, one of the fundamental questions is, would Rod Manfred, Major League Baseball, have been able to get to the depths of knowledge about the situation if the players had not cooperated? And it's a great hypothetical.
But I'm saying, all else being equal, if it came out and you got the information, how would you have punished the players?
I understand. I think suspensions of players, you know, for upwards of 100 games would have been appropriate. Now, that would have probably been fought by the union. And for a guy making $25 million, if you take away two-thirds of his year, you know, you're taking out $16 million of his salary. I'm giving you rough numbers here. But I think 100-game suspension, and I'm just talking off the top here, whether it's 75 or 100, 100 comes to mind. I think it would have been an appropriate level of suspension.
You see, now, I'm not typically one for vacating titles, mm-hmm. but in this instance, because they were given immunity, it's the only way they're going to get punished.
Well, that's something
I agree
yeah,
with that.
People have
yes.
brought that up, yeah.
Now you keep comparing it to the PEDs, okay? Now, my whole thing is the level at which this reached and the technology that they used to do it. And that's why I think it should be vacated. Now, if you want to compare it to the PEDs, again, if they had taken it to the next level, using some sort of technology, then yes, then I'd say they needed to be punished or titles need to be vacated.
Okay. All right, Tom. Appreciate the phone. I mean, believe me when I tell you, we really appreciate the phone call.
Yeah.
And a whole new meaning. Hey, appreciate the call. 888-729-9494. And, James, do we think it's still only the landline phones right now?
No, we're getting some cell calls getting in. So I think people can start. Let's see if it works.
All right. So
I don't understand how calling from a landline or a cell phone would affect whether the
I'm just telling
connected.
You what I've been told.
I don't understand how a fax machine works.
You don't understand how to plug in a printer.
No. I still haven't tried, though.
You haven't even tried to plug it into the wall?
I still have it in the box, Joe, in my main room. I just need to take it out and try.
There's nothing to even try. You take the dongle and stick it in the wall. You stick it in the socket.
The what?
That's how you do. I don't know. Is that what it's called?
I have no idea. Is it
that thing. You know, the thing at the end of the plug for the electricity.
The dongle?
All right, fair enough. Is it a dongle?
I don't know. All right, let's rock a lot of calls while we can here at 888-729-9494. In all seriousness, do you think the Houston Astros 2017 championship should be taken away? I don't. I totally understand why people say yes. You want to pound a flesh. I get it. I just think it's impractical. It's a slippery slope. I would not take the Astros championship away. I hate what they did. I won't take it away. Let's go to the phones and talk to Todd in South Philadelphia. What's up, Todd?
Yo, guys.
Hey, buddy.
Yo, I can't believe you ripped Spike like that on the way out.
Well,
that
was
so uncalled for.
It was. It was crazy.
You always compare yourself to Rocky and all these high-up people. That's like Rocky just punching Apollo in the groin for absolutely no reason.
Yeah.
After their friend.
It's true.
Just remember, Rocky was late getting to the Spectrum for the fight in Rocky too. I mean, things happen. You know, sometimes you're tied up with Father Carmine.
So messed up.
Father Carmine, I want he can throw down a blessing, so if I get beat up tonight, you know, it's not so bad, right? So sometimes you got to go talk to Father Carmine. All right, Ty, what do you got here? Would you take the Astros championship away?
The Astros should definitely vacate, in my opinion. They should be vacated. Like, they did not earn that. You obviously can't give it to anybody else. Like, the Yankees would probably be there in 2018. Like, there's just so much they messed up when it comes to the world of betting. They took money out of people's pockets when it comes to people betting on other teams. Like, there's just so much wrong with what they did. I'm definitely on board for vacating.
Okay. Well, we'll see what people – go ahead.
The other thing I wanted to mention is when Carlos Correa went on with Ken Rosenthal, that was very, very bad as well. Like, I didn't think that was a good interview. He came out there. He started ripping he's ripping people. He's like, I don't usually care what people say about 2017. But they don't know what they're talking about. We didn't cheat in 2018. Yeah. Look at the commissioner's report. And in the report, it specifically says they were using the replay room and the code breaker. And
I'll tell you that I think one of the main problems is the Houston Astros cheated, right? That's the main problem. But one of the secondary aspects of this that is continuing to throw extra logs on the fire is, I mean, John, the Astros players, and of course this goes for the ownership also, but certainly even the players, it's like they say, I'm sorry, but they're indignant about how they do it. I mean, you know what I mean? Like, they're not exactly saying, I'm sorry, and having people feel that they're really...
Well, I think that's our perception.
Oh, some of the comments. Think of it this way. The day the Astros owner spoke and had that ridiculous press conference a week or two ago, that same day, they had two players they put out there, right? Who was it they put out there, James? It was Altuve that day.
And Bregman.
And Bregman. And they spoke for, like, a combined, like, 45 seconds.
Well,
they stood up there.
That's advisable.
But I'm just saying. I mean,
certainly, if you were put in that position, would you get off the mic as soon as humanly possible?
Not if you want to garner some support and let people know that you really are sorry, that you did wrong. Listen, I'm just. It is what it is. You do it.
It's an unwinnable situation.
I'm just telling you.
Standing in front of that mic after cheating and being gifted with a non-stripped title.
I think you do it till they drop press conference. Honestly, I think that's the way you start. You start kind of bringing it back. Instead, they read a statement and they moved off to Mike Each after about 20 seconds. Let's go ahead right now.
It was a bad look, no doubt.
That was a really bad look. Swartz Culleton guest line. If you're injured at work, get Justice. Call Swartz Culleton from 800 Justice for 800 Justice. Of course, he's been listening to the show. We appreciate him calling in, Mr. Mitch Williams. What's up, Mitch?
Hey guys, how y'all doing?
Great,
fantastic.
John, I could not agree with you more. I think it should be vacated.
Right.
The fines that were handed out to the Astros owner or organization, $5 million after winning a World Series because you cheated, every owner in of sports would
what a
spend
deal.
$5 million to have a championship.
Without a doubt.
But Mitch, what, and I hate it too, but what about other cheating in baseball, out of baseball? I mean, how does a commissioner legislate, you know, different forms of cheating, different degrees of cheating, both past and future? I mean, once you go down that road, like when Michigan's batters came down from the Fab Five, right? Okay, they didn't win the title, but they got to the Final Four. They got to the championship game 2 years in a row. The batters have come down. It's not like anyone really puts any stock in those banners coming down. Everyone still knows Michigan made those Final Fours, right?
You know, let me ask you a question, Joe. What is essentially the commissioner's job? It is to protect the integrity of the game.
Yeah, it is.
And he has failed. And I know from firsthand knowledge, from what I had to go through for 5 years with these people, they had a videotape that proved every accusation that I was accused of, proved me innocent. They had the tape, refused to release it. I had 19 signed affidavits from witnesses that were at the youth tournament stating that I did not do what I was accused of. I was threatened with termination if I even tried to go public with those statements or defend myself publicly.
Wow.
So there is no transparency in baseball. And if you're waiting for it, you will never get it.
Mitch, let me ask you a question, because I brought this up earlier, that I do think, you know, the bullseye, the bullseye's on the Astros, but it's part of it starting to move toward the commissioner. Do you think there is
I don't think part of it. I think all of it.
Well, do you think, Mitch, do you think there is a chance that this scandal continues to just erupt to the point where America calls for and the owners then give in and remove the commissioner?
Yes.
Wow.
I honestly think that it could lead to a federal investigation because it is without a doubt game fixing. There's no question about it. It is fixing the outcome of a game.
You do have,
and
you
it
do,
was allowed to go on.
And you do have the betting implication. If you bet, I mean, listen.
Exactly.
Yeah. Because, look, a guy that bet.
And we're not talking about this.
I hadn't thought about that.
Oh, that's huge. I mean, because think of this.
Truly is.
The guy that bets $10, like, whatever. That guy can deal with it. The guy that bets $1,000 or $10,000?
Sure.
And loses because
they
cheated?
You'll have guys that bet on baseball that. Millions. That's how they make their living is gambling. And I know people that will bet $50,000 on a game. Well, if I know the game's being fixed, I surely am not going to bet $50,000 on the team that is playing against the team that's cheating.
Right.
That'd just be stupid.
Yeah. Right.
And I think this is what's going to happen. I honestly believe it's going to get to a point where the federal government, just like with the steroids, they wanted it. I'll put it this way. Mark McGwire and Sammy Sosa back in 1998, they were packing baseball back to the top of the mountain single-handedly because of the home run race. Everybody and their brother, including Bud Selig, knew they were on steroids. There was no question. But they were saving baseball, so they let it go. Until they got back to the top of the mountain, then they crucified the men that put them there. I can't stand hypocrisy, and that's all you're getting out of the commissioner's office.
It's interesting stuff, Mitch. Mitch, appreciate you calling in today, man. Absolutely. When's the next time you're you're on with Angelo this week? Next, what's the next day you're on?
No, I already work this week, Joe. I work Monday.
You got it, bud. We'll see you next week, Mitch. Thanks, man.
Thanks, Mitch.
You got it, brother.
All right, there he is, Mitch Williams, with us on the Schwartz Culleton guest line. Yeah, there's a lot. I mean, again, I think Roger Goodell came. See, here's the other part. These owners, If you have a good commissioner, okay, so Mitch said, what's the commissioner's job? It's really two things. I agree with them. The primary thing is the integrity of the game, right? That is the primary thing. The other thing that is the main job of the commissioner is to enhance the revenue for the league, for the owners, to make the money. Part of why Roger Goodell makes $44 million a year, and a huge part of the reason why he survived multiple scandals across the NFL, the Ray Rice one being a huge one for his ridiculous, horrible discipline of Ray Rice, is because he's putting money in the owners of every owner in NFL City. That's the fundamental reason why Roger Goodell survived. If Roger Goodell wasn't doing a great job putting money in their pocket, he wouldn't survive. So, you know, I mean, I'm not exactly sure where the economics of baseball is. I kind of get the sense that Manfred is part of the process generating a lot of money. We hear about all these, you know, TV contracts going up. So, but, you know, will he fall in this process? We'll see. Hey, Twitter poll question of the day. It's brought to us by the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook. You can watch and wager on all pro and college sports at the Casino at Delaware Park Sportsbook, the region's number one sportsbook, lottery agent for the Delaware Lottery. You must be 21 to play. Today's question, should the Astros 2017 championship be taken away? A, yes. B, no. You can get voting at Sports Radio WIP on Twitter. Phone lines are working. We'll take your phone calls at 888-729-9494. Later in the show, we'll touch base with Elliott Shore Parks, Eagles with the Combine, NFL Combine, coming up in a week. And also up ahead, a Bryce Harper thing I want to get to. We'll address it all next. Share to camera, John Ritchie on WIP.
I'm so Philly proud working here all these years. I love the home team, so I choose the home team at Parks Casino as my sports book. They're right here in Bucks County, and they're the only sports book run by the number one casino in all of Pennsylvania. You got so many ways to wager. Spreads, props, parlays, teasers, live in-game betting. And so many of you great Philly fans have already joined me and the home team, my team at Parks Casino and Sportsbook right here in the Delaware Valley. Head to the casino and check out the brand new Sportsbook. It's the place to be to watch a Sixers game. Now the Phils are starting up. So exciting to be there immersed with the massive screens all around you. And then when you get hungry from all your winning, you can choose from top flight restaurants and the new beer garden. And it's just gorgeous in Bensalem. If you can't make it there in person, download the Parks Casino Sportsbook app now or go to parkscasino.com/PA. Use my promo code BIRDS and get your first risk-free bet up to $500. Your risk-free bet is refunded as a free bet and account credit. See website for details. Use my promo code BIRDS. Get your first bet risk-free up to $500. You must be 21. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.